Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold for Dictating an Endoscopy Report on John McMahon, date of birth 3/17/1957, date of procedure May 15, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold for DO, referring physician is Dr. Beth Gadweb Oliver. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is personal history of PUD, colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. Well lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examinations made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. A retrospective was obtained of the cardiac air resection from the stomach before withdrawal was scoped. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position, and the rectal exam was normal, period. Well lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillar orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum, period. Retroflex 2 was obtained of the rectum, period. Valve preparation was graded as 6, 2-2-2, fair prep. Patients followed the procedure well without any complications. Findings: at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was mildly irregular at 38 centimeters from the bite block, with two tongues of salmon-colored mucosa that extended up approximately 15 millimeters, C0M1.5, biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation for Barrett's esophagus per the Seattle protocol. Next line, there was an approximately 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia seen best with deep inspiration. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for further histology, as well as to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was a diminutive gastric body polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, Boston bowel prep score was a 6, 2-2-2, fair prep. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two hepatic flexure polyps, period. One was diminutive in size and sessile and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. The other was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. This was sessile. Next line, there was a diminutive descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, continue pantoprazole daily. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line. Based on biopsy results, we'll determine interval for EGD screening. Next line. Recommend NSAID avoidance as well as anti-reflux precautions. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.